所书第六章。
Ephesians chapter 6.
第六章十二节。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. For we do not wrestle against flesh or blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places.
这个地方讲，我们活在这个世界上，有一场征战。
Here it tells us that as we live in this world, there is a war.
那敌人是什么？
And who is the enemy?
执政掌权管辖幽暗世界。
And it is the rulers of the darkness of this age.
就是魔鬼。
And that is Satan.
所以我们信仰如果能够得胜魔鬼，我们就可以上天国。
So if our faith is able to be victorious over Satan, then we will go up to heaven.
那如果这场战争打败了，我们就进不了天国。
But if we are defeated in this battle, then we cannot enter the kingdom of God.
但是我们是一个人啊，魔鬼和牛力量，难道我们真的可以得胜吗？
But we are a person, and Satan is such a strong power. Can we truly become victorious?
我们能够得胜，主要是带领我们的主耶稣，他大有能力。
And the only reason that we can be victorious is because of our God, the Lord Jesus, who has great power.
所以如果我们照着主耶稣的指示来生活，我们就一定会得胜。
And if we live according to the commandment of the Lord, then we will most definitely be victorious.
我们知道打战，两边都要用计谋。
And we know that when we have a battle, both sides need to use some strategy.
那如果有好的计谋就容易得胜。
You need to have strategy, and then if you have a good strategy, then you will be victorious.
但是我们的对象是属灵的，他是魔鬼。
But our opposition is spiritual. He is Satan.
所以我们怎么能够战胜魔鬼啊？这个不是说你到世界上去问哪一个人书读很多、头脑很聪明、世界很成功，他可以告诉你属灵生活怎么能得胜，不是这样。
But because he is in the spirit, it's not something that we can just go into this world and ask people, somebody with great education or knowledge, and say, "Hey, how can you be victorious?" It doesn't work this way.
我们要得胜就要看神给我们的计谋是什么。
But if we want to be victorious, then we have to see what is the strategy that God has given to us.
所以如果我们回到十一节第六章的十一节。
Let's return to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11.Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
这个地方讲要穿戴神所赋的军装，就能够抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
And it wants us to put on the full armor of God to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
昨天晚上我们已经查考过，魔鬼的诡计大概有至少有三种。
Last night we studied this already, and we said the wiles of the devil, there's at least three of them.
第一个就是魔鬼会改变我们头脑的思想。
And the first is that Satan will change the thinking in our heads.
好像魔鬼跟夏娃讲话，讲一讲夏娃的对善恶果的想法就改变了。
For example, Satan had a conversation with Eve, and then after a few times of talking, then Eve's thoughts on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil changed.
那想法一改变，他就做神叫他不可以做的事。
And once her mind changed about it, then she did the things that God did not want her to do.
那她就陷到魔鬼的诡计里面。
And that's how she fell into the wiles of the devil.
那神的想法是什么？神的想法就是圣经啊。
And what is the thinking of God? It is the Bible.
所以我们忠于圣经我们就不会进到魔鬼的诡计里面。
And so if we are focused on the Bible, then we will not enter into the wiles of the devil.
那第二个魔鬼的诡计就是罪。
The second wile of the devil is sin.
罪在哪里？
Where is sin?
罪就是在文化里面。
Sin lives in the worldly culture.
你看到现在美国的文化里面，你如果用圣经 来对照，里面有一大半是罪。
If you take a look at the American culture today and you take the Bible to compare against it, then we can see that there is a lot of sin.
同性恋、变性这个都是罪啊。
Homosexuality, transgender, these are all sins.
但是人用爱，主耶稣的爱当做一个外表其实是什么在 promote 在这个提倡这个罪。
But what people are doing is using love, using the love of God as this outward appearance to show that they're actually promoting sin.
所以，我们看这文化真的是会杀掉很多人的灵魂。
And so we can see that this culture will actually kill many, many souls.
那第三个就是世界。
And the third is the world.
有的人虽然没有犯罪。
And some people may not commit sin.
头脑的想法也跟圣经一样。
And maybe the ways of their thoughts are still according to the Bible.
但是世界很可爱啊。
But this world is so adorable.
所以人如果爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面。
But if we love the world, then the love of the Father is not in him.
所以信耶稣信到最后跑到世界去了，教会消失了。
And so they might live and believe in the Lord Jesus until that they go to the world, and then they lose the church.
那这个就是陷到魔鬼的诡计。
And that is when we have fallen into the wiles of the devil.
没有耶稣就没有永生。
Without the Lord Jesus, there is no eternal life.
耶稣，约翰一书是这样讲啊。
And that is what 1 John says.
如果信到最后，我头脑里面没有耶稣，就没有永生了。
If I believe until the end where there is no Jesus in my head, then I have no eternal life.
所以啊，要有神全副的军装啊，就能够抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
And so we must have the whole armor of God to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
若一个人如果当兵，你很容易看得出来啊，他是一个军人。
So when you see a soldier, you can see clearly that he is a soldier.
特别是在战场上。
Especially at battle.
因为他有装备。
Because he has preparation.
所以他跟一般人的不一样。
And armor, and so he is different from other people.
那我们是不是主耶稣的精兵呢？
And so are we the Christian soldiers of God?
就要看我们的身上有没有从神来的装备。
Then what is important is to see whether or not we actually carry the armor or equipment from God.
那有装备，神帮助我们就可以得胜。
And if we have his armor or equipment, then if God helps us, then we will be victorious.
你如果没有装备去打仗，一下就败了。
If you do not have armor and you go to battle, then very quickly you will be defeated.
好，那我们现在看这个装备是什么。
And so let's take a look and see what this armor is.
好，我们现在看13节。
Let's look at verse 13. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand.
这个地方讲要拿起神所是全副的军装，全副这个装备不是一件是整套的。
And here it says that you need to take up the whole armor of God, so it's the whole armor, not just one piece of it.
那我们能够抵挡仇敌，就是不会被魔鬼打倒。
And to be able to withstand, meaning that we will not be knocked down by Satan.
然后还能够站立得稳。
And then having done all, we can stand.
所以有时候我们看到一个人信耶稣他从小就受洗。现在80岁还在信。
Sometimes we see somebody who was baptized when they were a baby, and then at the age of 80, they still believe in the Lord Jesus.
他一定有什么属灵的装备。
Then this person must have a spiritual armor.
所以这个80年来魔鬼怎么打都打不倒。
And so for these 80 years, no matter how Satan attacked this person would not fall.
当然能站得稳，这是神的保守。
And of course, to be able to stand firmly is God's protection.
但除了神的保守之外，我们自己穿上神的装备，这个也是很重要的。
But aside from God's protection, we ourselves need to put on this whole armor of God, and that is very important.
有时候我们在看那个新受洗的信徒新受洗都会洗礼起来，都一起照相嘛。
And so sometimes we look at the newly baptized members. Usually after baptism, we'll all take a picture together.
诸位，你想想看你受洗的时候有几个一起照相？
Think about it. When you were baptized, how many people took a picture with you?
那可能是五年、十年前。
Maybe it was 5-10 years ago.
那可能是20年前。
Maybe 20 years ago.
那你现在登个照片在哪来看？
And then you go take a look at your picture.
还几个还留在教会？
How many are still remaining in the church?
你会发现流失率很高。
And then what you'll realize is the loss rate is actually quite high.
那当初洗礼的时候，他不是也得圣灵，也体验神的恩典，甚至有神迹奇事吗？
But at that time of receiving water baptism, didn't they receive the Holy Spirit and receive the grace of God and even experience miracles?
那怎么从教会消失呢？
But how did they disappear from church?
就是 被魔鬼打败了。
And that they were defeated by Satan.
可能是这世界上很成功啊。
And perhaps they're very successful in this world.
但是在属灵上他已经被打败了。
But in the spiritual world, they have already been defeated.
所以我们在生活中有这个属灵的装备是非常重要。
And so in our daily lives, it is very important for us to have the armor of God.
那我们就来看神的装备是什么。
So let's take a look and see what the armor of God is.
我们看十四节。
Verse 14. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness.
这个地方讲用真理当作带子来束腰。
And here it tells us to gird your waist with truth.
这个束腰就是我们在早上起来穿衣服带腰带束上去。
And so sometimes in the morning we wake up and we put on pants and then we use a belt to tighten it and gird our waist.
那用真理来束腰什么意思？就是用真理来约束我们的生活。
And it says to gird our waist with truth. What does that mean? It means to control our lives with the truth.
请问你打开电视，有哪个节目可以看，哪个节目不可以看？
And I ask you, when you turn on the TV, what can you watch and what can't you watch?
你圣经也找不到。
It doesn't tell you in the Bible.
但是圣经有一个原则。
But the Bible has a principle.
要行神眼中看为正的事。
It is that we must do what is right in the eyes of God.
那我怎么知道神眼中什么是正的，什么是不正的？
And so how do I know what is right in the eyes of God or not right?
就是真理，圣经的教训。
And that is the truth, the teaching of the Bible.
合于圣经教训的，就是神看为对的。
If it is in accordance with the Bible, then it is the things that God sees as right.
不合于圣经教训，就是神看为不对的。
And so if it is not according to the word in the Bible, then it is not right in the eyes of God.
所以一个人如果要打仗，第一个他要明白真理。
And so for somebody to be in battle, first they must understand what the truth is.
第二个，要活在真理里面。
Second, they must live in the truth.
不要超过真理。
You cannot go beyond the truth.
超过真理就是超过神的爱。
To go beyond the truth means to go beyond the love of God.
不是神没有办法保守我们。
It doesn't mean that God can't protect us.
因为我们自己你要过一个超过真理的生活，那一部分就会被魔鬼打倒。
So because it is that if we ourselves decide that we want to live a life that is outside the truth of God, that is where we're going to get defeated by Satan.
如果我们有去过南韩，去观光或访问。
And if we've ever been to South Korea just for visitations.
有时候他会带你到这个他的首都再往前走大概几十迈，就有一条军事分界线。
Sometimes they'll take you to their capital, and then if you go beyond the capital, just a few hundred miles, there is actually a line of demarcation.
就是韩战的时候在那里结束的。
Which is that this was the end of the Korean War.
那一条线你不能过去。
And that line is not something you can cross over.
你过去就死了。
If you cross over, you die.
不然你就被抓走了。
Or you could be captured.
那所以我们信主有一条线你不能过去。
And so as believers, there's also this line that we cannot cross.
那一条线就是真理啊。
And that line is the truth.
最近我跟一些慕道朋友在谈。
And recently I was talking with some truth-seeking friends.
他们都是中国大陆来啊。
And they all came from mainland China.
我问他，中国大陆跟这里有什么不同？
And I asked, what's the difference between mainland China and here?
他说在中国大陆道德没有底线 ,bottom line, 道德没有底线。
They said that in China, there is no bottom line to morality.
因为中国古代的传统孔子孟子的思想，这就是人伦道德讲到非常的高。
They said that in China, all of the old ancient philosophers, such as Confucius, has always talked about morality at a very high level.
但是1948年他开始统治之后，这个全部都打掉了。
But in 1948, when they started the revolution, then all of that was taken away.
所以人的心里面没有一条底线。
So in the hearts of people, there is not this bottom line.
因为什么都可以做。
Meaning everything can be done.
只要为着你，什么都做得出来。
If it's benefiting to me, then I can just do it.
那我们信主的人你什么可以做，什么不可以做？有一秒有这个道德有没有个底线呢？
But as members of believers in the Lord Jesus, The things that we can do or the things we can't do, is there a line there, the bottom line?
有啊。
There is.
这个底线就是神用手指头写的十诫。
And that, that is the Ten Commandments that the Lord, that God wrote with His own fingers.
十诫，神手指头写的，就没有人能够改啊。
These were written by the finger of God on stone. It cannot be changed.
如果全世界的人都遵守十诫
，If everybody in this world lived according to the Ten Commandments,
天下太平了。
Then there will be world peace.
哦，这个社会的道德非常的高啊。
The morals of this society will be very, very high.
哦，如果大家都遵守十诫。
And if everybody kept the Ten Commandments,
你可以讲监狱里面大概是空的，没有人啊。
Then you can go to the jails and they would be empty.
哦，所以这个神的话啊，这是我们生活的一个底线。
And so the word of God is this bottom line of our lives.
我喜欢做这个，我不喜欢做那个。
I like to do this, I don't like to do that.
那到最后一条线，我要画到底什么可以做，什么不可以做。
But I must draw this line. I must say, what am I allowed to do and what am I not allowed to do?
就是十诫啊。
And that is the Ten Commandments.
哦，那主耶稣把这个十诫从外面的行为讲到内心。
And when the Lord spoke about the Ten Commandments, He spoke about it from the outside coming into our hearts.
你不但不可以偷人，你不可以贪心。
Not only can you not steal from others, you actually cannot even covet what somebody has.
你不但不可以说谎。更不可以说谎去害人。
Not only can you not lie, but you cannot bear false witness against your neighbor.
你不但不可以犯奸淫，你不可以有犯奸淫的念头。
Not only can you not commit adultery, but you cannot even have the thought of committing adultery.
你不但不可以杀人，你不可以恨人。
And you cannot commit a murder, but you, even more so, you cannot even hate people.
这个就是我们的底线。
So this is our bottom line.
就是神的话。
Which is the word of God,
就是真理,
which is the truth.
所以一个人啊，如果他用真理来约束自己,
and so if a person girds himself with truth,
你就发现哦，魔鬼没有办法把你打倒了。
Then we will realize that Satan is not able to defeat us.
我们现在看啊，犹大书。
Let's turn to the book of Jude.
启示录的前面，犹大书。
The book right before Revelations.
犹大书的。二十节
Jude verse 20. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit.
二十一节
21. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life.
二十一节讲保守自己常常在神的爱中
Verse 21 says, keep yourselves in the love of God.
然后仰望主耶稣基督的怜悯。
And to looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ.
神的能力很大。
The power of God is great.
但是我们如果保守在神的爱中，神的能力会保护我们。
But if we keep ourselves within the love of God, then the power of God will protect us.
但是如果我们没有保守自己在神的爱中。
But if we do not protect ourselves, keep ourselves within the love of God,
那个地方魔鬼就把我们打败了。
Then that is the place where Satan will defeat us.
好像神对亚当讲：“你不可以吃，吃的日子必定死。”
Because God told Adam, "You must not eat of this. The day that you eat of it, you shall surely die."
那神讲的这一句话就是真理。
And the word that God spoke, this is truth.
所以如果夏娃保守在神的话的这个里面，他就保守在神的爱里面，神就看顾他，魔鬼没有办法。
And so if Eve had kept the word, kept within the love of God, which is within the word of God, then there is no way Satan could have touched her.
但是当夏娃的想法她已经超过神的话。
But when Eve's thinking went beyond the word of God,
这不一定会死啊。
That if I eat of this, I may not die.
这个看起来也很好吃啊。
It looks really yummy.
但神说吃就会死。
But God said, you eat of it, you shall surely die.
所以她想法一旦超过去了。
But now her thoughts extended beyond the word of God.
她就超过神的爱。
And then so she extended herself beyond the love of God.
那一部分她就被打倒了。
And that was where she was defeated.
所以为什么我们要常常学真理？
And so that is why we must often study the truth.
因为真理就是好像一道墙。
Because truth is like this wall.
第一个，它会告诉我们什么是超过神的范围。
First, it will tell us what is beyond the area of God.
第二个，它会保护我们，能够在神的爱里面。
And second, it will protect us within the love of God. 哦，
那没有真理，你就不晓得我已经得罪神，我也不晓得。
But without this, without truth, then you may sin against God, but you don't even know it.
我的想法已经给魔鬼留地步，我也不知道，因为我没有真理啊。
The way that I think, it may actually leave space for Satan to work, but I don't even know because I don't have truth.
所以有时候为什么我们聚会很重要
？And so this is why attending service is so important.
你若每一次聚会哦，你就记得一句。
If every single service, you just remember one sentence. 哦，
做这么久，我只记一句，一句就很好。
You just sit for this whole time, but you just remember one thing.
那我参加一千次聚会，头脑里面有一千句神的话。
But you attend 1,000 services, and you'll have 1,000 words of God in your mind.
啊，这个一点一点一点神的话，把它连起来就是一条线。
And you each dot of the word of God connected becomes this wall or this line of God.
啊，所以我们就知道神的爱就是在他的话。他这一条线的里面
Then we know that the love of God is within His words, within this line.
哦，那不要出去啊！神又看顾我们，我们就不会被魔鬼打倒。
And if we don't leave this, then God will take care of us, and we will not be defeated by Satan.
哦，所以有时候我们看那年轻人为什么会犯罪
？And so sometimes when we take a look at the youth and why do they sin?
因为他的想法已经超过神的话。
Because their thinking has already gone beyond the word of God.
哦。行为还没有超过，想法已经超过神的话。
So even if their actions did not go beyond the word of God, their thinking has already gone beyond that.
哦，那一旦想法超过神的话。
And once your thinking goes beyond the word of God.
哦，这就很危险了。
This becomes very dangerous.
哦，所以第一个装备哦，神的话。
So the first equipment in our armor is the word of God, or the armor of the truth of God.
我们现在回来看以弗所书第六章。
Let's return to Ephesians chapter 6.
14节。
Verse 14.
14节的第二句话用公义当护心镜遮胸。
The second part of verse 14 says, having put on the breastplate of righteousness.
这个胸非常重要啊。
This breast area is very important.
你如果看那个警察在街上巡逻。
And when you take a look at the police walking around the streets,
他胸部一定穿有一个防弹衣啊。
You'll see that they will wear a bulletproof vest.
啊，打到手、打到脚，子弹哈，你打到手、打到脚，你不会死。
Because if a bullet hits you, whether in the hand or in the legs, you're not going to die.
但是如果子弹打到胸，就完了。
But if the bullet hits your chest, then you will die.
哦，所以那个胸是最重要的一部分。
And so the chest is the most important part.
哦，那这个胸啊，在属灵上是什么？就是心呐。
And what does it mean, this whole breast or chest area? It means the heart.
所以我们跟魔鬼在打战哦，我们的心呐，要有公义。
And so when we fight against Satan, we must have righteousness in our heart.
那公义的相反就是不义。
So the opposite of righteousness is unrighteousness.
那不义就是罪。
And unrighteousness is sin.
所以如果我们的心有不义，我们的心有罪，你就没有办法跟魔鬼打仗。
And so if our heart has unrighteousness, if our heart has sin, then we cannot fight against Satan.
因为没有护心镜嘛，因为神是公义的。
Then we don't have this breastplate because God Himself is righteous.
所以魔鬼又跑进来了。
And then Satan will come in.
你没有办法打战了。
And you can't even fight a battle.
那有没有立志呢？
Do you make a determination?
当然是有啊。
Of course we do.
你看哦，主耶稣有十二个门徒。
And we take a look at the 12 disciples the Lord Jesus had.
那有两个门徒。魔鬼要在他身上要把他们打倒。
And there were 2 disciples that Satan wanted to defeat them.
一个是犹大。
And one was Judas.
一个是彼得。
One was Peter.
那跟着主耶稣走啊。
And these people followed the Lord Jesus walking.
但是为什么犹大被魔鬼打倒，但是彼得没有被魔鬼打倒呢
？So why was it that Judas was defeated by Satan, but Peter was not?
因为犹大缺乏护心镜。
But because what Judas lacked was this breastplate of righteousness.
他没有公义。
He did not have righteousness.
那我们怎么知道他没有公义
？And how do we know he did not have righteousness?
约翰福音里面说他有贪心。
The book of John tells us that he was greedy.
贪心就是罪。
Greediness is a sin.
贪心就是给魔鬼留地步。
Greediness is allowing Satan a spot in our heart.
那一旦有这个罪在心里面
And once we have this sin in our heart,
魔鬼就进去了。
Then Satan can come in.
你要怎么跟他打仗？
And how are you going to fight against him?
好像篱笆破了一个洞啊。
It's just like your fence has a hole in it.
你要怎么去防守小偷？ And 小偷就从那个洞进来。
How are you going to make sure you don't have any thieves coming in? They just can go right through the hole in your fence.
哦，所以啊，我们在信仰生活，我们要了解自己的弱点。
And so we must understand our own weaknesses in our spiritual life.
哦，难道？很谨慎自己的弱点。
And we need to be very watchful of this weakness.
啊，然后把这个弱点呢，渐渐把它啊消除。
And then we need to work to get rid of our weakness.
魔鬼就不会进来。
Then Satan will not come inside.
啊，魔鬼也想要打倒彼得啊。
Satan also wanted to defeat Peter.
哦，但是为什么魔鬼进不去呢？
But why was it that Satan was not able to enter in?
彼得的心。并没有罪在里面。
Because the heart of Peter had no sin in it.
那他为什么会否定主耶稣三次？
But why would he deny the Lord Jesus three times?
只是他不知道自己的软弱。
It's that he didn't know his own weakness.
啊，然后他不知道软弱，所以他不知道靠神。
He didn't know he had this weakness, and so he didn't know that he had to rely upon God.
而不是说他心里有什么罪。
It wasn't that he had some sort of sin already in his heart.
哦，所以这样的话，主耶稣在讲，我已经为你祷告了。
And that is why the Lord Jesus says, I have already prayed for you.
然后你回头，你要兼顾你的弟兄。
And then when you turn around, then you will strengthen your brethren.
魔鬼想要得着你，但是没有办法得着彼得。
And Satan wants to take you away, but he is not able to take Peter away.
他有护心镜。
Because he had this breastplate of righteousness.
他有公义，他没有罪的念头在心里。
He had his breastplate, and it was of righteousness, and he had no thought of sin in his heart.
所以我们现在这个时代，如果要打胜仗，
and so in this day and age, if we want to win a victorious battle,
我们常常要常常反省自己，
then we need to reflect upon ourselves.
然后把罪拿掉，就不会给魔鬼留地步，我们就能够抵挡魔鬼。
Then we need to take away the sin in our heart. Then we cannot leave space for Satan to work. Then we can fight against Satan.
那我们现在回来看，以弗所书的第六章。
Let us return to Ephesians chapter 6.
第六章的十五节。
Chapter 6, verse 15. Verse 15. And having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
这个地方讲脚要穿鞋子。
And here it says that we have to put on shoes on our feet.
那这个脚要穿什么？
And what kind of shoes do we put on?
这里讲平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋。
And it tells us with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
那我们要跟魔鬼打仗你要走路啊，打仗一定会走路啊。
When we fight against Satan in this battle, we always walk.
不论是宣道，不论是牧羊，你都要拿出一个行动来。
Whether it is preaching the gospel, whether it is shepherding the other people in the church, you have to walk, you have to take an action.
那我们穿在脚上的是什么？平安的福音。
So what do we put on our feet? It is the gospel of peace.
所以我们才有办法在战场上面对魔鬼。
Then we will be able to face Satan in the battlefield.
什么叫做平安的福音？
And so what is this gospel of peace?
就是因为这个福音，我们有平安。
It is that because we have this gospel, we have peace.
如果一个人你上到战场很害怕。
If somebody is going to the battlefield and they are very nervous,
害怕你就躲起来，你还能够打战吗？
And you're so nervous that you go and hide, then how can you even fight?
那你穿上平安，你心里没有害怕。
But when you put on the peace, then you do not have fear in your heart.
那你就可以打仗了。
Then you can fight the battle.
你现在看我们到非洲去传福音。
When we think about it, when we go to Africa to preach the gospel.
你如果把所有的危险都列出来。
If you go and list all of the dangers in going there.
没有人去非洲的。
There's not a single person who would want to go to Africa.
第一个疟疾。
The first is
malaria. 第二个抢劫。
And the second is robbery.
那你如果到肯亚去三个人中就有一个有艾滋病。
And if you go to Kenya, one out of three people have AIDS.
那你替他们办洗礼、洗脚礼。
And then you baptize them, you wash their feet.
那洗礼的地方很多是很脏的地方。
And the place that we go for baptism, many of them are so dirty.
因为我们现在在是污染的地方。
And that's a place of pollution.
你如果这个都放上去
But if we keep all of these thoughts into our mind,
怎么会到非洲去?
Why would we go to Africa?
那为什么到现在还有人继续去非洲?
So why is it that even until now, people will continue to go to Africa?
就是平安的福音。
It's because of this gospel of peace.
我们做得到我们要做，做不到交托给神。
We do what we can, but what we cannot do, we hand over to God.
神会保守我们平安。
And God will guarantee us the peace.
所以在非洲得疟疾的很多。
And so in Africa, there are many people who receive malaria.
去那里工作没有得疟疾反而很少。
But actually, the people who go there to and they actually get malaria is actually very few.
那有没有人死在非洲? 没有。
And did any of the workers go and die in Africa? No.
那替他们洗脚里，替他们洗礼，有没有人得艾滋病? 没有啊。
And to baptize them or to wash their feet, did anybody receive AIDS? No.
为什么?
Why?
因为福音带给我们平安。
Because the gospel brings us peace.
有平安，我们就不怕。
And if we have peace, then we do not have fear.
所以我们看当初彼得在传福音。
And so we take a look at when Peter was preaching the gospel.
彼得的体验是什么?
What kind of experience did Peter have?
使徒行传12章。
Acts chapter 12.
使徒行传12章。
Acts chapter 12.
第七节。
Verse 7. And now behold, an angel of the Lord stood by him, and a light shone in the prison, and he struck Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, Arise quickly, and his chains fell off his hands.
这个地方讲,天使拍醒彼得。
Here it says that the angel had to strike Peter to wake him up.
快起来。
And it says, Arise quickly.
然后我们再看第八节。
Also verse 8.
天使对他说,束上带子穿上鞋,他就 这样做，天子又披上外衣跟我来。 到第九节。Also
verse 9.
然后彼得就出来跟着他，不知道天使所做的真的，以为见了异象。所以彼得在监牢里面很好睡啊。So
Peter was having a good sleep in prison.
监牢要做什么?
What is happening in prison?
脚镣手铐扣住，可能第二天就抓去砍头啊。
He had chains on his hands and his feet, and most likely he was going to be taken out the next day to be killed.
在那个情况，为什么彼得能够睡到天使要摇醒他呢?
So how, under this circumstance, how was Peter able to sleep so well that the angel even had to shake him up to wake him up?
就是平安嘛。
And that is the peace.
所以被天使带出来以后，彼得继续传福音。
And so after the angel brought Peter out, then Peter continued to preach the gospel.
如果神还有工作让我们做。
So if God still has work that He wants us to continue to do,
车祸不会死,
and we will be an accident, but we will not die.
如果神还有工作要我们做,
and if God has work that He wants us to do,
你大病也不会死,
you will also not die from a big illness.
为什么?
Why?
因为神掌管生命,
because God controls life.
如果神没有允许,
if God does not want it to happen,
一根头发都不会掉下来,
that even one piece of your hair will not fall down.
我们真的信吗?
Do we truly believe this?
如果我们信,
if we truly believe this, then we have peace.
只要我走到神的道路上,
as long as I walk in the way of the Lord,
神会与我同在,
and God will be with us.
神会看顾我,
and God will watch over us.
那有这样的平安, 我们才能够继续走下去, 传福音跟魔鬼征战。
And only with this kind of peace can we continue to walk forward to be able to continue to fight against Satan.
你如果害怕,
and if you are afraid,
你连家门都走不出去啊,
you can't even step outside your front door.
因为我很害怕,
because I'm so scared.
那一旦害怕, 魔鬼已经得胜了。
And once we are scared, then Satan has already been victorious.
你传的神多厉害,
and you preach about this amazing and great God.
如果神这么厉害, 你怎么这么怕?
If your God is just so great and amazing, why are you so scared?
所以这里讲啊, 要穿上平安的福音。
That's why here it tells us that we must put on the gospel of peace.
我们现在回来看。
Let's return to Ephesians. Let's return to Ephesians.
以弗所书的第六章,
Ephesians chapter 6.
16节,
verse 16. Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one.
这个地方讲啊, 要拿信德当作藤牌, 可以灭尽恶者的火箭, 信德。
And here it talks about a shield.
就是信心啊,
a shield of faith.
所以我们人啊, 要跟魔鬼打仗, 要有信心。
And so when we fight against Satan, we must have faith.
所以圣经里面告诉我们啊,
So the Bible tells us.
使我们胜过世界，就是我们的信心。
That which is able to help us overcome this world is our faith.
所以你看啊，魔鬼来试探主耶稣。
And so we take a look when we see Satan coming to tempt the Lord Jesus.
他用三件事情。
He used three things.
肉体的情欲。
First, lust of the flesh.
眼目的情欲。
Lust of the eyes.
今生的骄傲。
And the pride of life.
哦，那主耶稣怎么能够胜过呢？
And how was the Lord Jesus able to be victorious over this?
就是他对神的话的信心。
Is that he had faith in the word of God.
所以他每一个他都用神的话来回答。
And so he responded every time with the word of God.
没有办法，魔鬼没有办法得胜。
And so Satan was not able to be victorious.
后来魔鬼就走了。
And that's why he left.
哦，所以我们对神要有信心。
And so we must have faith towards God.
对神的话要有信心。
And we must have faith in the word of God.
哦，有信心我们就可以得胜。
And if we have faith, then we will be victorious.
啊，因为这个神的话跟人的话不一样。
Because the word of God and the word of man is different.
人的话背后是人。
Behind a person's word is that person.
那人是什么？
And what is a person?
圣经说人是微尘啊。
And the Bible tells us that a person is but dust.
那神的话背后是神。
And behind the word of God is God.
那神是什么？
And what is God?
神是万王之王。
And God is the King of Kings.
所以他讲的话有他做后面的后盾在支持。
And so the words that he speaks, there's a guarantee behind it, which is God himself.
如果我们对神的话有信心，
And if we have faith in the word of God,
这个神的话就会保护我们，保守我们。
Then this word of God will protect us.
所以信的这个很重要。
And so having faith is very important.
我们再回来看第六章，以弗所书第六章。
Let's continue Ephesians chapter 6.
17节。
Verse 17. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
这个地方讲戴上救恩的头盔。
Here it tells us to put on the helmet of salvation.
这个救恩是什么？救恩就是神的恩典。
What is salvation? Salvation is the grace of God.
是神白白给我们的。
It is something that God has given to us freely.
所以为什么我们可以得救？
And so why can we be victorious?
就是因为神的救恩白白赐给我们。
It's because the salvation of God has been given to us freely.
所以救恩不是用行为换来的。
And so salvation is not something that has been exchanged because of an action.
因此我们只要对救恩持续有信心，神的这个怜悯会持续跟我们存在。
And so if we continue to have faith in the salvation, then God's mercy will continue to be with us.
我们再看最后一句。
And lastly,
第六章的十七节。
In chapter 6, verse 17.
拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
And to take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
神的道是我们征战很有力量的兵器。
The word of God is a very powerful weapon that we can use in battle.
这里特别讲是圣灵的宝剑。
Here especially says that it is the sword of the Spirit.
所以圣经里面讲神的话是两刃的利剑。
And so the Bible tells us that the word of God is a two-edged sword.
我们想想人最难改变的是什么？
And if we think about it, what is the hardest thing for a person to change?
是头脑的思想。
It is the way that of our thinking.
这个如果可以改变人的对救恩就会改变。
And if we can change our way of thinking, then we can change our attitude towards salvation.
所以我最近跟一对老的夫妻慕道者在谈道。
And so recently, I've been talking to an elderly couple who is a truth seeking.
那先生大概有受过很多很多的教育，读很多的书。
And the husband is probably very highly educated.
他说我真的想要信啊。
And he says, I really want to believe.
但是几十年来啊。我的教育，我读的书存在头脑，让我需要时间。
He says that, but for all these decades, all these books I've read, all these thoughts are still in my head. I just need some time.
我真的相信他讲的。
And I truly believe in what he said.
你一辈子受的教育、读的书就在头脑，忽然间这个要拿掉来接受耶稣，不简单。
And for all these decades, everything that you learn, everything that you read is in your brain, and then to be able to have to take that away to replace it with Jesus is not easy.
要加上文化，加上传统，这个是不简单。
And adding on tradition and cultures, it is very difficult to change a person.
但是在人是不简单，在神是没有困难。
But with man, this is actually very difficult. But with God, there are no difficulties.
如果我们有圣灵的宝剑，神的道。
If we have the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
那什么叫做圣灵的宝剑，神的道？
So what is the word of God, the sword of the Spirit?
你看主耶稣在讲道。
And we take a look at the Lord Jesus preaching.
跟文士在讲道差在哪里？
And what's the difference between his talks and that of the scribes?
好，我们看马可福音第一章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 1.
好，马可福音第一章。
Mark chapter 1.
好，第一章二十一节。
Mark chapter 1, verse 21 and 22. Then they went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and taught. And there they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes.
这里讲哦，主耶稣在安息日在会堂教训人。
Here it says that on the Sabbath day the Lord Jesus was teaching in the synagogue.
哦，接下去就讲一个比较。
And then it continues with a comparison.
啊，众人觉得很稀奇，因为他的教训有权柄。
And the people there were astonished because he taught with authority.
那下面就讲不像文士。
And then it continues, not as the scribes.
那文士是什么？
Who are the scribes?
文士书读很多，旧约圣经很精通。
The scribes are the people who read a lot of books that are so clear about the Old Testament.
那为什么主耶稣不像文士？
But why is it the Lord Jesus was not like the scribes?
因为主耶稣不但有从神来的知识，他有从神来的权柄。
Because the Lord Jesus not only had the wisdom that came from God, but he also had the power from God.
这个就是两刃的利剑。
And that is the two-edged sword.
哦，所以你看《使徒行传》第二章。彼得是怎么改变人的？
And so we take a look at Acts chapter 2. How did Peter change people?
彼得是一个渔夫。
Peter is a fisherman.
是无学的小民。
And he is this unlearned, small guy.
今天一个渔夫无学的小民讲话，你会听吗？
And now today, if you go to an uneducated fisherman, are you going to listen to him?
他能够改变我们吗？
Is this person able to change us?
但是彼得改变三千个人。
But yet Peter changed 3,000 people.
为什么？
Why?
我们看《使徒行传》第二章。
Let's take a look at Acts chapter 2.
第二章的三十七节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 37. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do?
他们听见就觉得扎心。
When they heard this, they were cut to the heart.
这是什么？
And what does this mean?
神的道，两刃的利剑扎进去。
Which is that the word of God, which is the sword of the Spirit, the two-edged sword that pierced into their heart.
彼得，我们怎么做？
And they asked Peter, what should we do?
彼得说要悔改啊。
And Peter said, repent.
悔就是后悔，改就是改变。
And to repent, that means that you must turn around and you must change.
真的就改变啊。
And they changed.
为什么渔夫可以改变人？
So how can a fisherman change people?
因为他征战有一个兵器。
Because he has a weapon in his warfare.
圣灵的宝剑，神的道。
Which is the sword of the Spirit, the word of the Lord.
所以我们今天要改变人。
And so today we want to change people.
我们需要有这个兵器。
We must have this weapon.
所以信仰是一场征战。
And so our faith is a battle.
我们的仇敌是魔鬼。
Our enemy is Satan.
我们一定可以打胜。
And we most definitely can be victorious.
因为主耶稣已经得胜了。
Because the Lord Jesus already has been victorious.
他要给我们装备。
And he wants to give us this armor.
只要我们有装备。
And as long as we have his armor.
我们一定可以打胜仗。
Then we most definitely can be victorious.
每天都打胜仗。
And every day we can be victorious.
加起来到最后就到了天国。
And we add all of this up, and at the end, that means we enter heavenly kingdom.
我们一定可以得胜。
And so we most definitely can be victorious.
Thanks.
Let's sing hymn.